This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission says President Emmerson Mnangagwa has won Monday's election in the first vote after the fall of longtime leader Robert Mugabe. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Harare.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has narrowly won Zimbabwe's presidential election, getting just 50.8% of the vote, officials said Friday. After a historic poll, the first in decades without longtime leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot. The announcement came after four tense days that saw violent opposition protests in the capital that left six people dead. Both of the main presidential rivals claimed victory shortly after Monday's vote, and defeated opposition candidate Nelson Chamisa says he will challenge the result, which his party says is fake. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Top U.S. national security leaders made a rare joint briefing Thursday to express concern about efforts by Russia to meddle in upcoming elections in the U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said President Trump has directed his team to make election integrity its top priority.
We have incorporated the lessons learned from the 2016 election and implemented a broad spectrum of actions to share more information across the federal government, as well as with state and local governments, and also with the public and the private sector.
The briefing comes just days after Facebook announced that it had deactivated several accounts possibly linked to Russian hackers that tried to put out false information ahead of November's midterm elections. Protesters with a white supremacy rally at the White House say they're shocked that Facebook disabled their event page. Facebook says the page was created by bad actors with possible links to the Russian government. But the protesters say the work of many legitimate people doing good work has now been tarnished. This is VOA News.